Praise the Lord. I don't know why he stopped. I thought he was going to continue the message. Amen. So I was enjoying the message, then he stopped. I actually sent him a note to not to rush, and then he closed. Amen. We thank God for the opportunity to see your beautiful faces again. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You can see I'm alone today. Amen.
Amen.
But I am not alone.
Amen.
Because the Lord is always with us. Amen. So my wife sends greetings. She traveled. And the other children have traveled or gone to school. Amen.
Amen.
But happiness is here. Can you stand up and greet the brethren properly? Amen.
Amen.
There is something special. There is a sister from Congo who is here. Her name is Harmony. She speaks French, but she's not speaking English very, very well. Sister Harmony, can you say gladio? Glad you means praise the Lord. So Ibe has gone international. Amen.
Amen.
So your conference is now international conference.
Amen.
So very soon you shall be interpreting in French and English. Amen. And other languages.
Amen.
We thank God for this time. Like the brother said, this meeting appears to be very special. You can see other times I come on Friday, now I'm here on Thursday. So, well, and all the other people, they ran away and I'm now alone. But the brother was to come here today and he called me and said, look, I'm coming tomorrow morning. Then Brother Isaac is somewhere between Abba and Likota Ebene. He said the road is very bad. So he's coming. Actually, I was relaxing because I know it's either Isaac or Ebene will come and then they start shouting. I will just relax. But here they have all run away and I'm now alone. And I don't know how to shout. We thank God for Brother Gan, who is a shouter. Amen. So he has started shouting. So I don't need to shout. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm sure tomorrow we shall have more of that. Amen.
Amen.
So I will just finish his message because he should have finished the message, but he ran away. You know. So there are a few scriptures he quoted which I would just like to go over. Because I believe God is giving us a direction. Because I'm sure you know, when we come, I don't usually come with any message prepared. Because I believe God is the one that is going to speak to you.
Amen.
So I'm believing that God is already saying something. So I'm not going to add anything. I'll just continue. In the spirit of the word that's already coming. You know, and that's the difference between the prophetic word and the letter. Because the prophetic word is the word you need for the time, for that time. That is addressing the need. That is addressing the burden in God's hand. Because there is a burden in God's hand. And I believe that as we come together, He begins to share out of His heart to us. Because I believe there's a difference between the ministry of the Spirit and the ministry of man. Because the Bible says the letter killeth, but the Spirit brings life.
Amen.
And recently I have begun to appreciate life. You know, they have a joke. They say the only way you know an Igbo man is dead is when you shake money and he doesn't respond. The man is properly dead. But you know, you can also apply it to us, the people of God. Because there is a burden in my heart. That burden is about the inward man, this man inside this body. And you know, that man has been dead for a long time. He's not been able to see God, see the visions of God. He's not been able to hear the sound of the trumpet, the voice of the Lord. It's the last voice, the last sounding. It's because the man is dead, he's not able to discern the things of God around him, the presence of God around him. You know, we are afraid of armed robbers, afraid of Boko Haram, afraid of kidnappers, because we are not able to see the glory of God around us. You know, they said to Jesus, what manner of man is this man that the waves obey him? But I want to declare to you that that is what you should be doing.
Amen.
There is a new man coming on. You know, the days of the old man is fast running out. You know, there may not be too many people. But you see, God doesn't work with number. He works with a remnant. In the time of Noah, how many people were there?
Right?
In the time of Joshua and Caleb, how many of them were there? So God is not there to, is not bound to work with numbers. So it doesn't matter where we are, whether we are in, right here in the bay or in the city. Jesus ministered in the cities and in the villages.
Amen.
And he brought the gospel of the kingdom. You know, when my brother started to pray, he quoted a scripture that the Lord dropped in my heart this evening. As we were driving down, there was a scripture that was quickening in my heart. And immediately he came up, he started quoting that scripture. Amen. He says, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." And the most exciting thing, you know, that verse says, "Thy kingdom come on earth." Hallelujah. And I am that earth.
I'm in there tomorrow.
And you are that earth. Amen. And he says, "Thy kingdom come on earth." And let thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. He says, "Our Father who art in heaven." So in other words, heaven is coming to the earth. Heaven and earth are going to meet together. And that is the picture he has drawn. This is the picture of the lampstand, isn't it? This is the lampstand. And the lampstand is made from one piece of gold. Amen.
Amen.
And that gold is Christ. Amen. So we are speaking about Christ, the head and the body. So this is the head, and the branches are the body. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he's speaking about the flow of life. From the head down to the different parts of the body. You know, we are beginning to discover the tricks. So the things that we are hidden from us are being revealed. And we are beginning to find out that there is a man living within the body. And that man is called the soul. Amen.
Amen.
And that this inward man has a life of his own. Just like the physical body has a life of its own. I want you to know that there is a man inside that body. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we are beginning to realize that there is a reality within us. That there is a spiritual reality within this body. Because the Bible says God is a spirit, isn't it? And they that worship him must worship him in spirit. That is your soul. Amen. Your soul is that spirit that has received another spirit from God, which you call your human spirit. So the gift of the Spirit of God and your own spirit are meant to lift up and worship God. Amen. David says, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Amen. Our soul has been cast down for too long. Amen. And this conference is to lift up the soul. Is there anybody that wants to lift up his soul? If you want to do so, say praise the Lord. I have a candidate. Amen. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. The psalmist says, oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. I let not the enemies of my soul triumph over me. Amen. So we are looking at the enemies of the mind, the enemies of the emotions, the enemies of your desires, of your will. Amen. And what you call the heart is the four natures of the soul coming together. That is what you call the heart. Amen. And I believe in this conference we'll be talking about the heart. Amen. We shall be digging into that place. Amen. Like the brother was saying, the Spirit of God wants to drive out all the wild beasts from the heart. Amen. All the spirits that have gone and occupied it, good to drive them out. Good to purify the sons of Jacob. Amen. Thou might bring an offering in righteousness and in holiness. Amen. You know, he brought the scripture in Titus chapter 3 that says that the grace of God that bringeth salvation. I love that scripture. Amen. That bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. When you hear the word salvation, you must think of your soul. Amen. Because the Bible says the end of our salvation is what? Of our faith is the salvation of our faith. Amen. The end of my relationship with God. The end of my relationship with every one of you here. The purpose of fellowship. The purpose of marriage. The purpose of going to school. Of going to work. Of doing anything is what? The salvation of my soul. Amen. And the Bible says that the grace of God that you need to work this out has been released. Amen. And the prophetic word this night is saying we should not waste that grace. We should not misuse it. Amen. We should not let it go to waste. May the Lord help you and me to not to be prodigal vagabond children. That take the grace of God for granted. Amen. He says that grace will teach us to put away ungodliness. That this inward man might rise up. You know, when a woman is pregnant, she's not aware. The first few weeks and even months, you may not even know what's going on. Amen. Sister, is that not true? Huh? She's still dancing like everybody. She may even go play football sometime. Because she doesn't know what's going on. Amen. And some of us have been like that. Paul said, when I was a child, what did I do? I did childish things. You know, for some time now, we didn't know what was happening within us. And we behaved, you know, in different ways. Amen. We were childish. Because we didn't know the reality of what was coming forth within the soul. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We didn't know that heaven was coming forth. We didn't know that there was a treasure that was coming forth. We didn't know that there was a river that was beginning to flow. I want to tell you that there is a river within you. The Bible says that the streams thereof will do what? Will make glad. The city of God. Amen. Many of us, we are looking for television to make us glad. Amen. How about Facebook? How about internet? How about multimedia? How about Instagram? Amen. You know, that, you know, there's a special code for our people. Amen. You know, we thought those things will bring excitement to us. But that is going away because we have discovered Zion Television. Amen. We have discovered multimedia in Zion. And we have seen that there is better news there. We have seen better visions. We have seen an excitement. And it is 24 hours. Amen.
Amen.
It doesn't go off. It doesn't switch off. Like this light has gone and it doesn't go off.
Amen.
Though there is darkness in it. Inside us there is a light.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is an enlightenment that is coming forth within the soul. Amen. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Don't you understand what I'm talking about? I want to tell you that there is a light in you. You know, in those days, we used to think that light was different from man. Amen. We used to think that light is this bulb. We used to think that resurrection is a day.
Amen.
Amen. We used to think that truth is knowledge in your head. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Jesus said, I am the resurrection, the truth, and life. I want you to understand that truth is a person. Hallelujah. Truth is a life. It's a reality. Amen. And it is coming forth. The same way Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Don't you understand?
Amen.
So it says, arise. Shine. For thy light is come. Amen.
Amen.
So gross darkness around you. But within you, more light. So when you wake up in the morning, you say, today I'm going to shine. Hallelujah. The light that is going to come forth is coming from within. Because that inward man is connected inwardly. Don't you understand? that there is a son of righteousness within. Hallelujah. The Bible said that the spirit of man is what? Is the sun or the candle or the source of light of the soul. Amen. Hallelujah. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Don't you understand? That means your spirit is to be enlightened by the Spirit of God. Amen. And then your spirit will begin to enlighten your mind and emotion, your desire, your will. Amen. Hallelujah. There is no NEPA. No breaking up. Amen. It is always shining. The sun is always shining. Amen. He said that the sun of righteousness will arise like a day star. Don't you understand? He says, until the day star arises. Where? Where is the day star arising? Where is he arising? In your heart. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have news for us, brethren.
It
is true, the Bible says that the heart is deceitful above all things. But that is one side of the story. Another side of the story is that your heart is going to become a light station. It's going to be a powerhouse. Hallelujah. That the glory of God is going to rise and shine. Hallelujah. So you will decide what is going to happen in your heart. So behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. And gross darkness the people. Don't you understand? Amen. But there is a people. When they say there is a casting down, they are shouting. They are leaping. He said the man was walking and leaping. Amen. Why? Because the son of righteousness is arising. Hallelujah. Amen. Brethren, there is something new happening. The coming forth of the sons of God is now. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says, now are we the sons of God. We can break in. Hallelujah. And I pray God will give us such an energy in this conference to break in. Hallelujah. Every man in his own order. Say Christ the first fruit. And every man in his own order. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a man arising from within. Because Christ is arising in him. Amen. Amen. And Jesus said, I am the resurrection. And this man is being joined to resurrection. So he is beginning to receive energy that the world doesn't know of. So when you wake up in the morning, you have not eaten physical food, but you have received bread from heaven. The Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone. Not your He is addressing two people. He said, man shall not live by bread alone. Physical bread for the physical man. Amen. Spiritual bread for the spiritual man. Amen. And the Bible said that the bread of God is he that comes down from heaven. Don't you understand? The bread of God is a man, is a person. And I want to declare unto you and remind you that that person should be dwelling in you. Amen. You might say, why should I be discouraged? Why should I be discouraged? Why should I? Amen. Because the bread is inside you. Hallelujah. The devil has been making us look outside. In this conference, we are looking inside. We are going to look inside.
Amen.
Amen. I will lift up my eyes to the hill. Amen. Whence cometh my help?
Yes.
My help comes from the Lord. Amen. He died. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, I will not suffer thy
hill.
Amen. Hallelujah. Where is that hill? Who knows where that hill is? The hill is in Jerusalem, is it not? Let us go to Jerusalem. Hallelujah. The hill is in Zion. And Zion is in heaven. Hallelujah. And there is a heaven in you. Amen. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come from heaven. Thy will be done in my earth, in my soul. You know, when you talk of earth, you must talk of valley, isn't it? You talk about the mountains and the hills. You talk about the challenges and the problems, the sicknesses, the pains, the disappointment. Amen. I don't have job. I don't have husband. I don't have man. I don't have this one. I don't have this one. Amen. That is the end. Hallelujah. Say, thy kingdom come. It's called Emmanuel. Don't you understand? God with you in your earth. Hallelujah. God is coming down to the earth. Hallelujah. And when God comes down to the earth, the mountain will melt. The hills will begin to skip. Amen. The valley will be closed. The crooked places will be made straight. Don't you understand? Because the glory of the Lord is flowing down. It's called a river. That river is coming from the throne of God straight. Amen. The Bible says, and ye shall receive power. Don't you understand? When the Holy Ghost has come. The Holy Ghost is coming into your spirit, is it not?
The Holy Spirit will take
Amen. And from your spirit, it begins to flow into the regions of your soul. I want to prophesy to you that this river is looking for the problems in your life. Say, where are the problems? It's a problem. Come. Amen. He said, when this river begins to flow, everything it touches, if it was dead, hallelujah. It shall become life. Amen.
Amen.
The problems are running away. Amen. I want to prophesy to you that your problems have run away. Hallelujah. Because the glory of the Lord is coming. Hallelujah. He says, spring wide. Spring up. Hallelujah. Lift up your head. Oh, you guys. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the glory of the Lord shall be with you.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody say, no, but I'm still seeing the problems. He said, if you will speak to the problem, amen. Be thou removed. And be thou cast into the sea. If you do not doubt, it's going to go. Amen. Now, many of us only know about one type of provision. But I want to tell you that there is another one. Amen. There is another type of provision that, you know, sometimes we touch it and we come out. But that is something that God is opening up. The Bible says that Jacob was in a place and there was famine in the land. How many people know that there is now famine in Nigeria? How many people know that there is now famine in Nigeria? Amen. Now, if there is famine in Nigeria, you have two options. You throw your hands in the air and say, God, we are dead. But a man called Habakkuk said, we shall not die. Amen. The man said, we shall not die. We are not going to submit to this situation. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The man packed his bag to go to Egypt. God said, no, don't go to Egypt. Say, abide in this land. Amen. And when the man began to walk upon the word of God, do you know you can walk upon the water if you stand on the word of God? Amen. The man began to walk on the water. Jesus said, come. And he began to walk on the water. He was not looking at the waves. The Bible says that Isaac, in this same season, planted and had a 100-fold increase in famine. Hallelujah. Amen. When others were in famine, man was having excess harvest. I want you to know that there is another economy in this Ibe. It is called the bread of heaven. When you begin to eat the bread of heaven, one basket equal to 12 baskets. Extra. Say, what do you have? Bring it. Amen.
Amen.
And when you have finished, you have 12 extra to distribute. Go and test God. Amen. Go and test God. You will find another source of light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is called bread of heaven. It's called the energy of God. Amen. The Bible calls it hidden manna. Don't you understand? You know what is hidden manna? It is hidden strength, provision. Hallelujah. You get it inside the presence of God. That's what I get. When you wait on the Lord, He brings you inside. Hallelujah. And you begin to touch this source of life that doesn't dry up. Amen. And it's my heart desire that God will open it up to us. That you realize that man does not live by bread alone. That it doesn't all end on this physical dimension. That there is a spiritual life also. Amen. There is a place where you begin to touch heaven. And the life of God begins to flow. Amen. And quicken you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hagar didn't know that there was water. Don't you understand? Is there any Hagar here today? She was crying, oh, my child, my child, my child. Open your eyes. And she saw water. Hallelujah. Water was always there. But it requires the inward man to see it. Don't you? You need to see beyond the natural. Amen. You need to hear beyond the natural. You need to begin to walk and live in the spirit. Paul said, if we live in the spirit, what do we do? We must begin to do what? Walk in the spirit. Amen. How can a blind man walk?
It's not possible.
How can a deaf man hear and walk? Hallelujah. As it is in the natural, it is in the spirit. A man that cannot see in the spirit cannot walk in the spirit. Amen. A man that cannot hear God cannot walk in the spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The man says, awake. 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 O Zion. Amen. May the Lord awake us in this meeting. Amen. May there be an awakening of Zion. That we will mount up with wings. Amen. And begin to come to the high places. We'll begin to walk in the high places. We'll begin to reach into heaven and begin to draw life. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, eye has not seen. Ear has not heard. Neither has entered into the heart of man. That's not the end of the story. But I want you to say but. Everybody say but. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But means the game has changed. Hallelujah. But those things are revealed to us. By what? By His Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a place to see and to hear. Amen. The things which the natural cannot see. Amen. The Bible calls it milky and honey. Hallelujah. There is a place where there is milk and honey. Hallelujah. It's called Canaan. The promised land. Hallelujah. Where the rivers are flowing. Pure river. Hallelujah. I want to live there. When John, James, and Peter saw it, they said, God, Let's take care of our wives. We were not living here. Amen. The man forgot his wife, his children, everybody. He says, let us dwell here. Amen. Make three tabernacles. Amen. And let us abide here. Hallelujah. I want you to know that there is a reality. Hallelujah. When John saw that glory, the man was on the ground, finished. That was a dead man. Amen. When he heard, John began to hear in the spirit. John began to see in the spirit. He began to see visions of God. Amen. It took him to the beginning. Took him to the end. But the man was in prison. Don't you understand? You and I are in the prison of this body. But we can be seeing the visions of God. Hallelujah. Ezekiel was in captivity. The visions were open. The heavens were open. I want you to know that the heavens are opening again. And men are climbing up to heaven. Don't you understand? Hallelujah. So that the angels are ascending. May the Lord help me and you to ascend this weekend. Amen. Let us climb the hills of Zion. Let's climb a little bit higher. Amen. And that we may become heavenly men who are living and walking around in New York and River State and Nigeria. Amen. That we will share this covering of Nigeria. Amen. Now, we will begin to be a partaker of Zion. Amen. You know that song, brother, says, I want to see Israel marching. I want to hear that trumpet sound. I want to see Zion, climb Zion mountain. I want to see great Babylon fall. I want to see Jesus reigning on King David's royal throne. Oh, would to be a glorious sight to see when Zion comes marching. Let's take it again. I want to see Jesus marching. I want to hear the trumpet sound. I want to climb Zion's mountain. I want to see great Babylon. I want to see Jesus reigning on King David's royal throne. Oh, when to be a glorious sight to see when Zion comes marching in. Amen. Zion is rising. Hallelujah. You know, we are coming out of that mode of religion. Amen. The mode of church. The mode of the old man who is bound to his natural age. Amen.
Amen.
There was a scripture I heard this evening. Amen. We will talk more about it tomorrow at night. Amen. He said, Revelation 10, he said there was a man, an angel that came down from the heaven. Amen. He said, you put one leg on the sea and put another one on the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said that he came, he had a cloud around him. And that his face was like the sun shining. Amen. Do you know who that man is? Do you know who that angel is? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That he raised his hand up in the heavens. And said, time no more. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
He said he had a little book open in his hand. There is a revelation he is coming with. There is a revelation that man is running with. Don't you understand? Do you have a revelation you are running with? Do you have the small book open? Amen.
Amen.
He said he had a little book open. And he said, eat the book. And he said that when you eat the book, it has a special quality. Amen. That book and that message is for these living creatures. Amen. To bring repentance to the belly. Only God can judge the belly. He said, oh God, judge my belly. Amen. Only God can pay God this belly. Amen. Hallelujah. He said that he told them, eat the book. So it was sweet in his mouth. When you receive a fake word, it stops in the mouth. Prosperity. That's what we call it in French. Sister Harmony is there. She knows we call it prosperity. From hell. Amen. But when you receive this word, this word that these angels are bringing, don't you understand?
Amen.
It says, it not only makes your mouth to be sweet, it has a special quality of bringing bitterness to the emotions. You know the emotion is a lion. He has been eating flesh for 6,000 years. But God has the ability to walk bitterness. On the Passover night, he said you must eat bitter herbs. Hallelujah. We want to declare to these lions that we have come to Passover again.
Amen.
We have come to that time when we are eating this bread. This is afresh. With bitterness. And we are declaring that we are going out of Babylon. The Babylon we are speaking about is the Babylon within, not the one that is outside. Hallelujah. Amen. The Babylon where the soul is marrying evil spirits. Don't you understand? Where my emotion is feeding devils. Amen. Bringing fat offering. Hallelujah. Bringing the energy of God and giving it to devils. Hallelujah. There is a judgment coming. On that belly. Amen. Hallelujah. He said that the lion will eat grass like the ox. That means that God is going to change the appetite. Hallelujah. And there is a special ministry that's bringing that. That works bitterness in the soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Brethren, I believe that we are in for something special. Because we are coming to a very special time. Evil is running very fast. And that tells me that grace is also more abundant than before. Amen. Because what they walk side by side. Amen. Wild beasts are coming out upon the earth. ISIS. Boko Haram. There are wild beasts from the bowels of hell. Niger Delta Avengers. IPOB, RIPOB, all kinds of POB. Amen. The wild beast coming for us. And God is telling you and me, we must climb up to Zion. Amen. Because God has given this territory over to these devils. Look, there are two ways. We can't get into it now. What the Bible calls the way of the just. You see, it's like a shining light. I want to declare to you that when you are walking in that path, darkness cannot come in. Hallelujah. Amen. It is a special corridor. Where you are, there you are safe. Amen. All around is darkness. Don't you understand? Amen. And God is going to teach us to walk in the light. As he is in the light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the rod of the wicked will not.
Oh,
don't you understand? The security is not mobile police. The security is called light. Amen. When you are light, darkness cannot come around you. In fact, you'll be giving light to other people. You'll be a light giver. You'll be enlightening the lives of other people. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're not excited enough. The shouting people are here. I was just practicing how to shout, so the shouting people are here. Amen. Amen. Now you have two shouting people. One more is coming in the morning. So you have three shouting people. Amen. So when I start shouting, you know that because of them, they are making me to shout. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 You know, in Egypt, after some time, the difference began to come. Amen. I want to announce to you that we are getting to that place. The difference will be clear. Amen. that some people are light and they are walking in the light. Don't you understand? And they are enlightening others. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. They are shining. You touch them, you get electrocuted. Amen. He said, if anything we want to touch them, fire, just blast the place. Amen. But God cannot release it until our emotions are properly dealt with. Don't you understand? Hallelujah. We are not in the losing game at all. If anything, we are the winners.
Amen.
The Bible says we are more than conquerors through Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I don't think we should keep you for too long this night. They said I should shout at 10 o'clock. It's almost 10 o'clock now. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I think we can go and rest. Amen. And get ready. You know, they told them, wash your clothes, prepare everywhere, get a place for them. For the Lord is coming amongst you tomorrow. Amen. Don't you understand? Get your heart ready. Wash your clothes, wash your hand, wash everything ready. Because the Lord is coming tomorrow. Amen. We are going to climb the hills of Zion. We are climbing back. Amen. You know, on that Passover day, they have to have a rod. Don't you understand? What does a rod signify? It is the beginning of a journey. Somebody is returning home. Don't you understand? Somebody climbed down to the edge. Now he says, I'm going back. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, so you must have your rods. You get your loins. You start eating bitter herbs. You shut their feet. I am going out of darkness. I am going out of Babylon. I am going out of Egypt. I am going out of Moab. I'm going out of the land of Philistines. Amen. Amen. All these nations that have brought us under captivity, our rod is in our hand. We have the strength to break through. Amen. The veil, we are tearing it into pieces. Don't you understand? The veil is being torn. Hallelujah. Because the sons of God are coming forth. Hallelujah. On that morning, hallelujah. Before they knew what was happening, the rocks were breaking open. Hallelujah. Amen. And men began to walk around. They saw some visitors that they had never seen before. I want to prophesy to you that there are going to be visitors. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This man that has been dead and bound in sin is going to arise. Amen. Hallelujah. It's called the out resurrection of the dead. It is called the coming back to life of that which was dead. It is called the resurrection of Christ. For thou will not leave my soul in hell. My soul may have been in hell. So to habit. So to internet and channel, all kinds of things. Amen. So to quarreling, bitterness, and all those things. Amen. By sliding and rising up. By sliding and rising up. Amen. Discouragement and push down and cast down. All that is about to go to an end. Amen. Because the men are going to break open the grave. These graves are going to break open. And they are going to climb out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says that the angel raised his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth in the heavens and the earth. Amen. I said, time. No more. He said, and in the days of the voice of the seven angels, when he shall begin to sound the mystery of God,
going to be
finished. You know what it means to finish? Daniel says that he will seal the most holy. Don't you understand? I mean, somebody is going to come into that place and begin to walk in that reality. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, the 41st generation. Don't you understand? There is a 42nd generation. Head and body on earth. Hallelujah. I want to tell you that there is a new generation coming. The generation of Christ. He said, a seed shall serve him, and it shall be counted for a generation. Hallelujah. And the time is coming when all these seeds are going to be gathered together. From every generation, God is going to bring them forth. And there are going to be visitors. Amen. I have a feeling some of them are in this room today. Amen. Amen. The generation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So the Bible, sing and shout, O daughter of Zion, for thy king cometh. Amen. Amen. Sing and shout, O daughter of Zion, for thy king cometh. Amen. He said, I will walk in the midst of thee. I will dwell in the midst of thee. He said, the Lord thy God is in thy midst, is mighty. Amen. Say, he will save. He will move. Amen. Amen. I want you to stand up. Let's pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to bless God. For the heavens are opening. Amen. For the time of the singing of the birds have come. For the voice of the turtle dove is going forth. Amen. I want you to say, God, I shake away. I put away. I wash my clothes. Help me to prepare myself, oh God, for this visitation. Amen. This visitation, it may come to you in your private place, not even here. It may come when you are eating, when you are walking, when you are having your bath, when you are communing with the Lord. Amen. Let the glory of the Lord come. Amen. Let the Lord visit his people. Let the glory of the Lord be seen. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Total your loving kindness, oh Lord, in the midst of your Start with the Lord, amen. We are thank you. Who says, according to thy name, to thy praise, so is your glory. Who said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Let your kingdom be done. We lift our soul, we lift our earth. We say, let thy kingdom be established.
Amen.
Be spread all over.
Hallelujah.
Let it consume. Let mortality be swallowed up of life.
Amen.
Let heaven come and be resident.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let the very life of heaven,
amen,
consume,
amen,
and manifest through our earth.
Amen.
Lord, we lift up our soul to you through this conference. Let it be hallowed, let it be dedicated.
Amen.
Let the heavens be open.
Amen.
Let the heavens draw partners.
Oh yes.
Let the highway of holiness, a highway of deliverance.
Hallelujah.
Lord, that you will heal the diseases of the heart.
Amen.
You will heal the illnesses of the body.
Amen.
Let there be miracles.
Oh yes.
Let there be provision. Let there be a mighty visitation.
Amen.
Let the dry places be filled,
amen,
with water.
Amen.
Let there be streams in the desert.
Amen.
Let there be the singing of the birds.
Amen.
Let there be fruitfulness.
Amen.
That the fruitful field will become a forest.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let a fresh dew, let a wave of your goodness, of your glory move through our lives, O God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. May the church in heaven and that on earth have a fellowship this weekend here.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We ask you to come and dwell and take your place in our heart and in our
life.
Teach us to walk humbly, to walk righteously, to walk with fear and reverence.
Amen.
Blessed be your name, O God.
Hallelujah.
Let the cloud of glory come.
Oh yes.
And cause us to move forward. Let there be a moving. Let there be a shifting forward.
Oh yes.
By reason of this meeting, so God.
Hallelujah.
Let the frontiers of darkness be pushed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let this veil be broken, oh God.
Amen.
Let these prison houses be open.
Amen.
And let the saints of God arise. Awake.
Amen.
Let there be a release.
Oh yes.
Of the captives.
Amen.
Blessed be your name, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be your name.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let your light so flood our soul.
Hallelujah.
Let there be an enlightenment.
Oh yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Enlighten our darkness, that we may not sleep the sleep of death. Blessed be your name, O Lord. We say the Lord is our light and our salvation. The Lord is our confidence.
Amen.
He's a rock. Hallelujah.
Oh yes.
Oh yes, Lord. Say, by terrible things in righteousness,
Hallelujah.
That you will answer us. You will minister to us.
Hallelujah.
As you cause us to come in into your presence, that we will be indeed that blessed people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless us, O God. Did you not say that the elders of Israel, they came in? Hallelujah. They stepped in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that they ate bread with the El Shaddai.
Hallelujah.
The governor of Zion.
Yes.
The mighty God of the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. We ask that you will show yourself to us as Jehovah.
Yeah.
May we know you as Jehovah.
Yeah.
I am that I am.
Yeah.
May we see your face, O God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May we see your glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Grant us a revelation of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And you shall suffice us.
Amen.
Blessed be your name.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.